Chapter 20. Virginia. Politikos. Dictaean Antron, the personal skyhook of my closest confidant, Daxo, our Telemannus, and for 10 years the informal headquarters of the Vox's nemesis, the Optimate Party, floats over the citadel. Daxo designed it himself to look like a brain. Viewed from above, it resembles little more than a pair of very engorged testicles, and everyone, excluding perhaps 4 people, is afraid to say so. For years I had him park it over the Sea of Serenity to maintain the impartiality of my office, and for aesthetics. There's little point to either anymore. Under its conjoined domes an army has assembled. Instead of armour, these soldiers wear high-collared suits,
lion pins instead of phalerae of valour, and carry data pads instead of rifles.
The politicos of the Optimate Party are ready for war, as is Daxo's floating office. Inflatable beds fill hallways and offices in anticipation of the 72-hour blitz before the vote. Coffee carts trundle.
Medici prepare their stim stations.
Commissaries check their food stores. Dozens of senators join us in hologram conference from their homes in Hyperion and offices in the Citadel. The politicos assemble along the dome's tiered rows of data stations that encircle the gravity shaft down to Daxo's office. The politicos applaud as I enter, hailing my speech and chanting for Mars in honour of their fellow Martians, which comprise most of the Free Legions. They know the vote will be momentous, not just because of its material consequences, but because it represents a tectonic shift in our politics. Years ago, I predicted the natural evolution away from colour tribalism to planetary nationalism. Now it is here, and people are shocked, as though interest groups carve themselves out of the ether. We stand to lose moderate loonies, who fear invasion. Dancer stands to lose most Martians, possibly all Reds, who often vote against me, but have rediscovered their zealotry for my husband after his victory. As for Earth, it will be up for grabs. But after all the shifting and shaking, the vote will come down to Copper and Obsidian, who have declared solidarity and plan to vote as blocks. Win one, it's a knife fight. Win both, it's victory. Lose any of our foundation, silver, grey, white, and it's bedlam. The problem is, I know Sephi is not in her estate on Earth or on Luna. She smuggled herself to Mars weeks ago to link up with elements already there in Olympia. Bit by bit, she smuggles more obsidian and prepares her plans. Whole legions have gone missing. She thinks I don't notice. But how will her senators vote considering those plans? I haven't the faintest clue. I ask Flagellus, one of Daxo's premier pink apprentices, where his master is hiding.
In a meeting with Senator Caravel.
A meeting? In his office? Flagellus's cadre of politicos chuckle to one another. Much to our dismay as well. It seems Senator Caravel has more testicular fortitude than his side part would suggest. Senator Telemannus asks for you to do the honours and join him after. I feel a minor pang of disappointment. Only Daxo loves this weird game as much as I do. I was not as close with him as a child. In fact, I found his intelligence entirely too much like that of a shark, restless and indefatigably predatory. But it was not Pax or Cavax or their sisters who pumped the water from my lungs when I struck my head on a coral reef as a girl. He saved my life then. A deed that would soon become a habit. How many days did we sit together, composing ridiculous game theories and mock debates after I broke my leg in a fall from my father's prized sunblood? Without Daxo, this is a lonely endeavour. They can wait, Holiday says. She's been watching me. That obvious? I ask. I never drink tequila without Trig, she says. You and the brain have been planning this for weeks. It can wait 5 minutes. It's just the excuse I was looking for.
I flash her a smile. Careful of the politicos. The carnivores. Atlas already tried that. I'm inedible. That I do not doubt. I jump down the shaft and free-fall 200 meters until the gravity well slows my descent. My feet touch down in the center of an aquarium. Walls of water stand 100 meters high, held back from the central axis of the office by a stasis field. Smaller bubbles of water, restricted by secondary fields, wander through the office, ferrying carnivorous passengers to and fro. It is a game, you see.
The trick for Daxo is never to let one of his 17 infant gigavoc, cartilaginous, pale, deep-sea predators, exist within a sphere or wall of water with another.
The species has stunted pituitary glands that limit their size to 1 meter, unless their glands are stimulated via cannibalism. In 6 years, there have been no fatalities within Daxo's office.
Except the unfortunate case of the peerless Venusian assassin who thought Daxo was sleeping.
7 gigavarks shared her for lunch. It was the most horrible thing I have ever seen in my life.
Victra clouted Severo bloody when she caught him showing it to their daughter Electra late at night up in Lake Silene.
My sister-in-law, for a lack of a more accurate word, has a theory that is not altogether mad. If Dictaean Antron is actually supposed to be a brain, pray tell, what is the purpose of giant albino swimmers? Their sperm, Virginia. Giant, predatory, cannibal sperm. And not even 5 people have the nerve to say so. Daxo is playing a joke on the world just to measure who isn't afraid of him. I love that freak. And I miss that woman, despite her irascible idiocy. She might be the only human alive who can make me lose my temper with a single sigh about how coffee just tasted better when it was picked by slaves. I follow the sound of Daxo's voice through an amorphous corridor of water. A gigavark stalks me from a water bubble above. I try to ignore the metaphor. I find Daxo reclining on a fainting couch set on a Turkish rug, with the insouciant entitlement of a vacationing heiress.
Albeit a colossal bald heiress, who is equally at ease coaxing a political concession from a rival, as he is smashing Venusian skulls with his personal collection of exotic weaponry.
Sitting across from Daxo, in a simple off-the-rack suit, legs folded, hair parted, unremarkable face passive, is Publius Sue Caraval, the incorruptible tribune of the copper block, the media's voice of reason, and the most important vote in the Republic. What a catch! How in Jove's name did Daxo manage to part him from his soup kitchen? Come, come, Publius, Daxo purrs, making a small hand gesture to acknowledge my presence. You know how the game works. Concessions are as detestable, natural, and necessary in politics as flatulence in humans. Daxo, please. We both know when it comes to battles of rhetoric, you have me unarmed. I've told you once, I'll tell you again. I cannot, in good conscience, vote to expand the sovereign's powers when she continues to let Quicksilver run roughshod over this government and its people. His voice has a surprisingly alluring quality. He's already a fine orator. If he weren't so Pecksniffian and added a little bombast to make up for his lack of presence, he would be nearly as good as me. Daxo makes a sound of mild disgust. Is the fate of the Free Legions worth such moral rectitude? Possibly, yes. He gouges us with prices, threatens the fabric of society with his attacks on unions and the common man. Just last week, his automatons put 1 million labourers out of work in Endymion. It wasn't enough he stole the Reds' mines through legal skullduggery. He's taking Luna, too. It is unreasonable to expect her to give the Silvers nothing, Publius. It is immoral to allow private citizens to hold this government hostage, Publius replies. I am sorry, Daxo, but it is a non-starter. The military side of your strategy is convincing. Not that I could tell a Decurion from a Centurion. but I cannot vote for the bill if you cede to his demands. It is an issue of principle.
I clear my throat and step out from behind the water wall. Publius jumps to his feet, startled, and sweeps into a bow perfectly attuned to the sizable respect he has for my office. Senator Caraval, I say, kissing him on the cheek. I admit I'm surprised to see you here, of all places.
Yes, well, desperate times call for sacrifices from us all, he replies.
He casts a look around, certainly irked by the gigavark and the ostentatiousness of the office. His own offices are kept in the same nondescript Lower Hyperion building, where he served as a public defender for Low Colors before the Rising. His assigned offices in the Citadel are too grandiose for his taste. Before the Rising, I couldn't imagine a world where he and Daxo would ever be in the same room, much less speaking as relative equals. Makes me smile a little inside, especially noting Daxo's annoyance. I was under the impression you viewed the legions as lost, I say, taking seat on a Turkish cushion. The incorruptible nods and retakes his seat. A deplorable presumption on my part, I fear. The numbers, you see. While my assessment was based on the data I had at the time, I admit to a certain dimming of faith. He hangs his head. I am ashamed for that, but not the assessment. I said the same to Daxo here. I judge a case based on its evidence. You know I am loath to flim-flam, flip-flop, or whatever they call it these days, but the situation has changed. What your husband did... Staggering, my sovereign. Staggering. And the moral ramifications? I ask. He waves his hand before his face. Fascism is a scourge. Sometimes we must sacrifice to destroy it. So you no longer presume the Legion's lost? No, he says. Your speech, Daxo's dogged pursuit,
the Battle of the Ladan,
they have woken the slumbering patriot. If we can bring them back, we make a statement that will ring through time. He steeples his fingers and leans forward. Yet I am in a bind. I am from this moon. I am expected to vote with the Vox. Even as they descend to fits of nonsensical maudlin hysteria stemming from Cassandra syndrome, Daxo asks. Publius levels a look at him. I disagree with them, but I will not abide intellect slander. He turns back to me. My prior vocation taught me to be detailed in assessment and concise in judgment. The Vox fear momentary pain for long-term gain. We must save the legions. But the Silvers know how desperate this vote is. They will bleed you dry. I cannot allow this republic to become another plutocracy. I will not. So you blame them for ransoming their votes. Yet you've come to do the same to me. You've learned well. I'm not proud of it. Politics is an ignoble profession, but as I said, sacrifices. My electorate does not have trillionaires, much less a quadrillionaire benefactor. We are public servants. 10 times the population of Silvers. We have but the same 10 senators they have. We must use what leverage we can. I expected as much. He's a patient man. Honest to the point of obnoxious, but worst of all, he knows when he has a strong hand. He knows I have more tricks. He wants me to use them on Silver. Somehow, he's found the only way to keep clean hands in this world is to outsource the dirty work. Lucky for me, as I have access to gloves and a long eye. Hypothetically, I begin as if the plan weren't already in motion for weeks now. What if I told you I could get the Silver vote? Maybe not all, but enough. Without one concession. And when the Senate temporarily expands my powers, I will annul many past concessions. He leans forward. Then,
Hypothetically, I am intrigued. But I should hear no more, of course.
Of course. I'll take my leave, then.
He stands and shakes Daxo's hand, then mine. A servant appears to guide him to a secondary door in the floor. Before he descends, he glances about.
Senator Telemannus, I must admit, the architecture certainly makes a statement. It is a remarkable man who can bear his balls to the world.
Daxo is stunned silent. Publius bows. The door closes, and I burst into a fit of laughter. Daxo waits for me to recover, entirely ignoring Publius's remark. He taps his chin in thought with a forefinger the size of a steak knife as I sit down.
You want to know how I lured him here?
Sure. Let's talk about that.
I told him Darrow sent a communique from Mercury, telling us to beseech Publius Su Caraval. He is the conscience of the Republic, and our last hope.
You are a cretin.
Yeah,
aren't I?
There is only one thing in which Publius is not forthcoming. His irascible vanity.
Unique trait.
Sarcastic riposts are seldom clever enough to prove that they are little more than the desperate cries for validation of a petty and insecure mind.
Oh, shut up, Father.
He did teach us half of what we know. The cold, evil half.
Which has kept us alive amongst predators, my dear.
Returning to my thrust. When has a copper ever been a saviour? He chuckles to himself. Now all you have to do is wrest the silvers away from Quick, and victory shall be ours.
Stop talking in that tone. We already seem evil enough in this aquatic lair of yours. All that's missing is you twirling a mustachio.
He strokes the gold angels embedded on his bald head instead.
Speaking of facial hair,
Theodora has Severo under control.
Does she?
I sigh.
Daxo.
It is hardly pedantic to advise my sovereign to utilize her best assets. Theodora has proven herself capable, but she is not me, nor is she you, nor is she any of the 200 peerless on Luna equipped for the task.
He sighs and pets a passing gigavark through a water sphere, almost losing a finger for it.
He smiles, not offended. He likes it when things obey their natures.
I confess, I have always viewed Severo as a marginal character in our great endeavour. He is ill-tempered, rash, and braggadocious in nature. I don't know if he's ever read a book. Let me loose, and I will subdue the illiterate halfman in short order.
I pretend to consider it. If one listed all the qualities a tyrant might possess, one might start by describing Daxo al Telemannus. He is cruel, thorough, calculating, cold, arrogant, and although he does not lack empathy, he is fairly unconvinced of his logical merits, just as he is entirely unconvinced of democracy. But he is obsessively competitive, and he chose his team long ago. More than any man I've ever met, Daxo was entirely content being a lonely child. Thank Jove Cavax, told me to memorize Paradise Lost before I met his firstborn. We might have lost the war if he found me wanting.
A thought just occurred to me, I say. Did you model yourself after Milton's depiction of Lucifer?
Finally. A slow, immense smile spreads across his lips. He is as pleased as a lizard on a hot rock. To be weak is miserable. Doing or suffering. Jove on high, I say. It took me 27 years to get that. You are my only friend to guess.
Daxo, you only keep one friend.
At a time, you lasted longer than the rest. There are more private secrets to uncover, hiding in plain sight. The Gigavark are metaphors for your virility, and your fear that if you had children they would eat each other?
Fuck, he glares at me.
I lean back. You see, communication is our salvation. So, no, you don't get to play with Severo. Exponential oddity is a perilous game. Very well. He sighs his colossal body from his couch and offers me a hand. The waters part as he escorts me to the gravity well. We look up at the light of the Politico chamber. Are you certain we can't dissolve the Senate? He asks. It would just be so much simpler to feed them to my metaphors.
No. Worth a try.
We put our heads together and recite our mantra. Matter. How tiny my share. Time. How brief my allotment. Fate. How small my role to play. Self. All that can be mastered. Then, hand in hand, we ascend. Hundreds of political adjuncts quiet as we arrive. Good morning, I say to the Optimate Army, as Daxo looms over my shoulder like an evil proctor. Silence falls. Their faces turn toward us in excitement. God, so many are as young as I was when I served Octavia. I hope you're all rested. I'll be brief. Most of you have done this before, on the conscription accords and that sham of a peace treaty. We've learned our lesson from those losses. Press to the forum. And we didn't have momentum then. We've got it now, damn it. 3 days from today, we vote to save 8 million lives. Until then, cancel your families. Cancel your social calendars. They laugh at that fantasy. Daxo has no patience to teach anyone but obsessive-compulsive Martians and stone-cold political killers. You only have this. I toss up a hologram pyramid the size of an assault shuttle, subdivided into empty blocks representing the 71-vote majority needed to give me the power over the defense fleets. Fill this pyramid, I say. Twice we've tried to vote. Twice the Vox have turned the screws and denied us the 8 tribunes to call a quorum.
With his victory, Imperator Olykos has given us the tribunes.
With ours, we give him a chance. They rap their knuckles on their desks. For those of you fresh in from Mars, prepare yourselves. Good democracy on Luna is not like that of Aegea. Here, good democracy is a knife fight. No vote is set in stone. No word eternal. What we gain, we must fight to the bone to keep. The Vox will use every tactic at their disposal. Daxo has given you your assignments. He alone channels my will. They know that already. From here to the vote, Hyperion will descend into a fit of political hysteria. But we will endure because...
Hic sunt leones!
They shout, as is their custom. I feel the inner heat building toward that exultant moment.
I extend my hand to Daxo and take from his titanic hands the giant hourglass Mickey grew from Venusian glass coral and gifted me upon the legalization of intercolor reproduction.
I hold it up, cherishing the vibrations before the storm, the fear and nervousness bubbling from my allies, and then slam it down.
Fill this pyramid.
Senator holograms blink away. Aides enter their isopods. In my offices in the Citadel of Light, in the halls of Senate Crescent, all over Hyperion, thousands of soldiers in my political army rotate the great pistons of our democratic engine. Lobbyists flood restaurants and offices. Trillionaires turn their screws. Organisers activate their armies. Media surrogates prepare for cameras. Senators become the courted, the hunted, the pressured, the wooed, the fooled, the bamboozled, the corrupted and the purchased. A thrill of excitement goes up my leg. I do love this.